97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Tony Colombo and producer Chad Ellis here in the studio. Bo Matthews is connected there from his home as we practice proper social distancing. And sticking around from this week's show is our friend Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors, talking about how it is currently turkey season and talking about hunting turkey and everything involving the great outdoors, as now we're finally starting to see some really nice weather out there and people are out and about and enjoying the great outdoors, and that's always a great thing. Tim, if anybody wasn't listening to the show this week, of course, you can still get that podcast. You're here getting this podcast, so you know how to get the podcast. Download the show podcast as well. But before we dive back in, tell people how they can listen to your podcast with Drury Outdoors, the Thinking Woodsman website and podcast, all that good stuff, if they want to keep up with what you are doing.
Sure. Yeah. Just go to any place you get podcasts and search for the Drury Outdoors 100% Wild Podcast. We had another podcast going with Mark Kenyon, who's with Meat Eater, Steve Rinella, those guys.
Yeah.
And we ended that podcast stream in June of 2018, and we started a brand new one. It was called the 100% Wild Podcast. We had to restart the show because he divested, moved on. So we started from scratch. A lot of people that used to listen to our show as of June 2018, they just thought it ended. But we've continued to publish pod. We do a show every week. We're at 156 episodes right now. But you have to search for the Drury Outdoors 100% Wild Podcast.
Oh, good to know.
Then we'll come up and you'll get the current feed. And then I also have the Thinking Woodsman show that I publish whenever I get a few minutes. So it's maybe one or two episodes a month, and it's mildly interesting.
Yeah. I think it's more than mildly interesting, and I think people should absolutely check it out. So we're talking about, it's kind of been a slow couple of years here for turkey hunting for various reasons. And then this year, we mentioned that there's a lot of people that are furloughed or not working as much as they would be, and they have time on their hands. So the pressure right now on turkey season, as far as just people being out there, is raised. So my question is, and we kind of discussed that on the show a little bit, so I don't want to go back over ground that we've already discussed, but in general, do you think the idea of, maybe it's not great for shooting a turkey this season, but is it good that more people are sort of discovering the great outdoors as they've been on this lockdown for so long?
Yeah, no doubt. National Fish and Wildlife Service estimates that we've had like 36 point something million hunting licenses sold nationwide in the past 4 years or so. And they're estimating at least 38 million to be sold this year. So already we've seen a bump in the number of license sales across the country. So there's definitely an aspect that's going to help right there. There is a challenge, though, when you have new people entering the field or people who are kind of reactivating, coming back to the sport of turkey hunting when there are fewer turkeys around and maybe not as much gobbling, because the gobbling is what really gets your heart racing, and that's the primary factor that most hunters use to gauge satisfaction with their turkey season is, did I hear birds gobbling? And there's not a whole lot of that, not as much as in years past, obviously, because numbers are down. So it's definitely a mixed bag. And one thing we didn't get into in the show, and it's kind of the podcast exclusive, is the other factor that's gone into low turkey reproduction numbers is the fact that no one's really trapping anymore. Trapping used to be part of our – in fact, St. Louis was founded on trapping. Mm. St. Louis would – the city of St. Louis would not be here were it not for the fur trap and for the fur trade. Very few people trap anymore. It's kind of a lost art. And so we have predators that are out of control and are not being checked. Coyotes, raccoons, possums, they're all terrible on turkeys and the eggs that they lay in the springtime. So that's kind of the other piece of the puzzle that answers the question, why are turkey numbers so low? We've got too many predators.
Yeah, we, you know, that that's an interesting thing. We've talked a lot on this show, and Bo, one day we will get out and feral hog hunt. It's something that is going to happen. We've talked a lot about that and how big of a problem the feral hogs have become in the state of Missouri. Tim, we've talked with you about that several times, but we don't talk about the other issues like coyotes. In fact, my wife, our printing company that my family owns is in Earth City, and she was just telling me this past week about security cameras catching coyotes, like basically in the parking lots of these buildings in a very industrial area of Earth City. Now, it's, of course, it's there by the river and all that, so it's not too far from where wildlife would be. But I mean, in a very industrial area, they're finding coyotes, you know, on the CCTV at night. So they really are invading into some spaces. What can people do about that, if anything?
There's not a whole lot, especially in municipalities like that. You're really relegated to calling a licensed wildlife control person to get rid of them. But the problem is they've got food, cover, and water. So they've got everything they need there, and as long as there are no predators above them, then what's going to stop them from proliferating? They're just
less people walking around, less cars driving around. Yeah, that's probably absolutely why they're you know, the urban sprawl is now quiet. I mean, I've heard reports, guys, of the people at the seismic activity of the earth can hear better because there's less factories, less trucks, less cars, less noise. And they're able to hear
the earth vibration has dulled during coronavirus because
I can hear whales
pollution
right now.
Too.
But yeah, no, you're right. And I mean, you can look around and there's the whale now.
I think you should be a whale hunter with that whale call.
I mean, you can find these stories about
some whales,
about, you know, about wildlife taking over entire cities that have been, you know, basically shut down during this coronavirus situation. So that is definitely a big part of the spread of things like coyotes. How big of a worry can that be, Tim? I mean, the feral hog situation has gotten pretty serious. Could we see some of these other predatory animal situations getting serious as well?
Yeah, I mean, you run the risk of the spread of rabies. You run the risk of people's pets being eaten. You get a small dog, and especially if it's tied up on a leash, and a pack of coyotes comes in, it can be in real trouble. So I don't think we're really at risk of people directly being attacked, but it ends up becoming a nuisance. You know, your trash cans get knocked over at night, or
maybe the whales will eat them as they get closer in.
You know, obviously Tim and I have way different whale calls because you know my whale call, guys.
Oh boy.
Go ahead.
I want donuts.
Can we just stop?
The good news is this one's not on the air. The good news
is this is going to get more listenership than the show itself. Come on, you know this.
I stopped listening when some dirt fish started doing whale noises and stuff. I had time for that.
You're crossing the shows now. That's a Dave Glover show joke.
Never heard of that show.
Yeah, never heard of it.
Well, that's where you got that saying from. I don't even know where to go from here. Fishing.
Are the feral hogs hurting the numbers of turkey? There's my question.
Oh, there you go.
Probably. Where they proliferate. Oh. Probably.
It's a baby whale. It's a little baby whale.
come here, Bo.
I want Cheerios.
My son Bo just popped into the studio.
Nice.
I got a studio.
Hey, you have Bo. A son named.
Hey, Bo, you want to listen to the guys? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Hi, Bo. Hi.
What's up, Bo?
Good.
Bo, have you been out hunting with your dad recently?
No. I was looking for antlers, but there weren't antlers.
Oh man! Aww. Yeah,
we went shed hunting a few months ago, and he found his first shed, so he's pretty excited about that.
That is awesome. Yeah, you If you want to find some animals, you need to go with somebody besides your daddy because he's not very good at it.
Okay, run along, Todd.
Wow.
You know, guys, he spit a penny out of his mouth to talk to you, I hope you realize.
Yeah, but he put it in his nose like all good kids.
Right. Hey, I'm sure we're not corona-free here at the house anymore.
Before we let you go, I do want to talk to you about fishing. I don't know if you've had a chance to really get out on the water too much lately with it being turkey season. Our buddy Mike Marfell was on the show a few weeks ago, and I know you know Mike, Tim, and a lot of the bass tournaments that he was scheduled to be in this spring have been canceled. But actually, this weekend he's in one. They're back and they're opened up again. Is this a great time? We talked about, you know, the people getting out into the great outdoors since they're not working, and maybe this has been a great time to introduce people to things like that. Have you seen the same thing sort of happening on the water? Maybe more people going back and reintroducing themselves to, little fishing?
Yeah, and some people are trying to. Obviously, you have states like Michigan where the governor told people you can't even get out on your fishing boat. So, like, you know, whatever sense that makes. But, I mean, just my family alone, we've been spending at least one day out at the pond, where one of the places where I hunt, and catching a bunch of bluegill and some small bass and bringing them home. And we'll fillet them up and throw them in the fryer. So it's cool because my kids are getting a chance to fish, but then they also get a chance to eat the fish at the end of the day, and they love it. So it's quality time that I don't know that we would have taken without the pandemic being in place right now. So there's kind of a silver lining. And the Department of Conservation opened up free fishing through April 15. That's no longer in effect. So if you want to fish and you're an adult, you have to go buy a license. But that was a nice gesture, I think, for them to open that up and hopefully introduce some more people to the sport. I'm sure it got some folks out on the water more so than it would have otherwise.
Right. No, absolutely agree. And it's nice that the weather's turned around and hopefully more people are getting out and getting a chance to enjoy the great outdoors. There's a lot of negatives, more negatives than positives, certainly, throughout this coronavirus situation.
Yeah.
But there are, like you said, some silver linings out there, and, you know, try to make the best out of a bad situation, and maybe take some time out to do some things that you otherwise wouldn't have the time to do.
You know, if I could, Tony, mm-hmm. We are at Dreary Outdoors. We're very much tied into the outdoor industry, and our sponsors are hurting right now. As you know, in the radio industry, sponsors are real because business is just slashed.
Yeah.
So if you still have a job and you're thinking about buying hunting or fishing equipment, now's a good time to do it. And as much as you can, buy directly from the manufacturer. Go to their website or something. A lot of times on Amazon, there are knockoffs, like Chinese-made knockoffs. They'll steal a patent and they'll recreate a product with lesser quality materials. And it really undercuts American businesses. And most outdoor equipment companies are at least based here in the States. So I know a lot of people are watching every dollar they have, but if you got some money and you were thinking about buying some gear, now's a great time to do it because a lot of people's jobs are literally on the line.
Yeah, well said. One more time before we wrap this up, Tim, how can people check out your podcast?
Just get the Deercast app and you'll find the podcast in there. You can also search for the Thinking Woodsman show on Apple Play and the Google Play Store.
Very good. Good stuff. That is Tim Shelswick from Dreary Outdoors. Always great stuff, and we appreciate you joining us this week. And if you're able to get a turkey, post it, and we'll retweet it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll do my best.
All right.
he sounds so hopeful, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've had a couple close calls, and it just didn't come together.
It is not out there.
If I do, I will.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, Tim. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Make sure you're checking out the show every week on Saturdays at 3 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk and on Sundays at 6 p.m. on KMOX. Thanks for supporting the show, and we will talk to you guys again next week. Bo, thank you. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Yeah, buddy. You too. Have a good week.
See you guys.
Get more at 971talk.com.